Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson, welcome to Going In Raw, Canup, the only top 10 show found right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson, and anywhere fine podcasts are found.
I want to cash in now.
You want to cash in?
I want to cash in right now. I want to cash in.
You really want to cash in?
I want to cash in right now.
You sure you want to cash in?
I want to cash in right now. Yes. That's how long it takes. It always takes forever.
Ding, ding. We got a partnership with CastBox. Great app.
Yes.
Check it out.
Yes, fantastic.
Anywhere else podcasts are found, we're generally there.
That's true. The Apple iOS podcast app. Leave us a rating or a review.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check to see if our numbers are good enough to put us in the top 200.
Yeah, you do that. Oh, you're listening to that show too. I'm going to start listening to that one as
Global
well.
Global News Podcast?
Well, not that one. We're also on Patreon.
Oh, this?
Oh, that's the browse. I thought you were listening to that one.
Is this good?
I heard good things about it.
One man tried 10 times, 6 times for murder? Holy crap. It's too much. It's too many murders.
That's other podcasts. We're a pro wrestling podcast.
We're not a murder podcast yet.
No. we're also the Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson. We've talked about Patreon plenty. Probably know how it works. Also at Pro Wrestling Tees at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. All sorts of great shirts. As you could tell from Steve's cash-in attempt today.
We're talking about Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank. If you have watched it yet, good on you. You've seen our top 10 WWE superstars who should win Money in the Bank. So, of course, we're doing the opposite of that today. 10 superstars who should not win Money in the Bank.
Definitely should not win
Money in the
Money
Bank.
In the Bank for you.
None.
Anyways, we're going to kick things off right now.
You didn't find us yet, huh?
Number 10.
10.
Bobby Roode.
He shouldn't win until he turns heel.
Yeah. So here's the thing about Money in the Bank. We mentioned this in the other episode. Money in the Bank is generally best served
for an opportunistic heel.
Exactly. Which would have been perfect for Bobby Roode in NXT. But I feel like, and we all kind of agree on this, Bobby Roode hasn't been the same since he came to the main roster. He's been a good guy, smiling, sometimes twerking good guy, who smiles a lot and is just too much.
On occasion twerks.
Exactly. And the only reason he's really on this list is because he kind of announced it on Raw that he thinks winning Money in the Bank would be glorious, which is all fine and well, but it would be kind of underwhelming.
Yeah.
He's not at this point right now, he's not really believable as Universal Champion, which is what he'd be going for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's only a small handful of guys. They're all on the other list. Well, with the exception of one who's on this list, that are really believable as, you know, taking down Brock or the way he's booked Roman or Braun. And Bobby Roode's not there. Bobby Roode, he was a short-lived, he had a short-lived U.S. title reign. I could see him maybe getting in the mix for the Ick title reign if Seth Rollins drops it and goes up to the Universal title scene, and if Finn Balor's up in the Universal title scene.
Yeah.
I could see him maybe being a good Intercontinental champion, but it's just not believable.
No, he needs to turn heel. Heel Bob Roode. That's a believable Universal champion.
Yeah, no, I agree with that completely.
But the current incarnation of face Bob Roode, not so much.
Still boggles my mind that they did that.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Whatever it is.
I don't understand it. You were so optimistic thinking it was a one-time deal when he debuted that he was going to be... Oh, there we are.
Well, episode. So this episode did really well.
All right.
Oh, look, we got two. Oh, look at that. Two in the top 200 right
now. Cool.
That's cool. We're not in the actual podcast.
Oh, that's just Sports and Recreation. I thought that was all of them. Like all podcasts.
No.
No, I didn't. I didn't think that would be shocking. Shocking.
I would hope we'd be in the top 1,000. So, yeah, Bobby Roode, probably not now. Maybe 2019.
Yeah.
Maybe 2019. Give him a heel run. I mean, they're already kind of exhausting. What, he's in a thing with Elias now? They're already kind of exhausting what they can do with Bobby Roode.
As a face. But heel Bob Roode, sky's the limit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Number 9.
9.
Alexa Bliss.
Of course, she just got off a relatively lengthy reign as Raw Women's Champion. And we like Alexa Bliss a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She said in her iPhone promo on Raw that she's moving past this Nia Jax feud. Now, if she were to win Money in the Bank,
she would be back in the Nia Jax feud. And that's the main reason. Here's the thing. She has a very good chance of winning Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
I think that's a very strong possibility. I really don't want to see her and Nia Jax anymore in a feud. Their matches aren't great. The bullying stuff is terrible. I mean, the Moment of Bliss stuff, she can keep on doing, cutting promos like that on other opponents.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see her in Nia Jax. That's the main reason she's at number nine. I actually like Alexa Bliss. I think she's got her strengths.
Oh yeah.
And I thought she was a decent champion, but I don't want to see her and Nia Jax go at it again. Just kind of over that.
Mm-hmm.
Want to move on. Nia Jax agreed. Probably be taking on the Riot Squad now or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyways, no Alexa Bliss. Number eight.
Eight.
Elias. Now we both love Elias.
Oh, we love Elias. The thing with him, though, is it just seems too soon.
Mm, yeah.
He needs another year.
Yes.
At least.
Yeah.
To really build up. Because as much as we like Elias, if this was a Money in the Bank match for Intercontinental Champion, totally.
For sure.
Totally.
Absolutely.
But as much as we like Elias, we still don't view him as Universal Champion.
If they... No, we don't. Look, maybe it's to the credit of the Brock Lesnar era that the Universal title does seem to be in fairly rarefied
air.
Oh,
yeah. If you're going to step into those shoes, you need some legitimacy behind you.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, there are plenty of people who have that. Seth, Finn, Braun.
Roman even.
Roman at this point even. They all have that.
Mm-hmm.
But Elias.
Dean.
Elias.
Dean, kind of.
They all have that. Elias doesn't. We love Elias. We think he'd make a fantastic Intercontinental Championship. Although the way they really don't book him that strong, he is still wildly entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
So we wish the best for Elias. Probably be a waste. My thing is this. Whoever has Money in the Bank, I want to think that they're going to win.
Yeah.
When they cash in.
Yeah. And if Elias were to win, it just feels like, oh.
He's in Damian Sandow territory.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, exactly. Give him another year.
He's actually – he would actually maybe even be in Mr. Anderson territory. Or what's his name? Mr. Kennedy
Mr.
territory.
Kennedy.
Where it's like, oh, he's going to mess up and just not even be able to cash in, isn't
mm-hmm,
he?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of feel like they'd probably book that. I hope not. And, yeah, maybe in another year. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take for them. He needs some really good, sneaky, quality heel wins against quality opponents.
Yeah, that's the thing. He needs some wins.
On a regular basis.
Yes.
Yeah. Number seven.
Seven.
Big – Cass.
So pretty much everything we said about Elias also applies to Cass.
Yeah.
But Cass needs a lot more time. He needs at least two more years.
I'll say this about Cass, though. The way they book him now, I feel like he's got a taller ceiling than Elias.
Potentially.
Because Elias is a comedy act.
Yeah.
And Big Cass is a tall guy. You know, Vince loves tall guys. He's pretty jacked dude. He's got a great look to him. He's not a great wrestler or even really a decent wrestler.
But he's decent on the mic.
But he knows how to professional wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, I like him on the mic these days. I think he's a strong personality on the mic. I like him. And so I could see him in 2 years winning Money in the Bank and cashing in. I think that'd be terrific as long as he stays out of, you know, he doesn't get injured or anything.
Well, he continues to improve. He's got to work on his in-ring work.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, when you're that big and you've got knees like that.
Oh, I know.
It's going to be limited.
It's tough. I know.
You know, if he can.
And I don't necessarily mean in terms of widening his arsenal per se. I think it's more the storytelling aspect of things.
Yeah. Like Kevin Nash 1997 is probably it's a good thing to aim for.
I don't think so.
What would you aim for? Undertaker.
Well, yeah, ideally.
That's a really
or Kane.
That's a lot of Kane. Okay. Yokozuna.
Mm.
Probably not.
The Giant.
The Giant. Yeah, the Giant. Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good goal to have. I mm-hmm. can see that as money. In
or even, say, Braun Strowman.
Or Braun. Yeah, there you go. Those are some good goals to
Braun's
have.
Braun's actually a relatively decent storyteller at this
no,
point.
No, he is. Yeah, he is.
Like that match against Kevin Owens. He was telling a decent story.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Big Cass, he shouldn't win now, even though I could see the WWE, similar to what they did last year with Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
I could see them wanting to maybe pull the trigger on a young heel.
Probably at least a year too soon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Number six.
Six.
Authors of Pain.
So we've heard word or seen reports, and there's a promotional poster insinuating there could be a third Money in the Bank ladder match at Money in the Bank.
And given that we're shooting this before SmackDown airs this week,
or any announcement to that
maybe
extent,
the announcement has been made. We don't know.
We don't know. But the speculation is it'll be a tag team Money in the Bank match.
Kind of weird if they were having tag teams shoot iPhone promos
if they're not
about
do
this,
it.
If they have before they've announced it.
I know.
That's weird.
Like, are we really supposed to think that Connor or Victor is going to be in the men's Money in the Bank match?
No.
No.
No, not at all.
Authors of Pain, as they were booked at NXT, we haven't seen much of it on Raw recently because they haven't really been on.
Well, we haven't been at Raw
live.
Yeah, they've
been doing squash matches during interviews, I guess. But if you assume that they're going to follow the same tact on Raw as they did at NXT, Authors of Pain don't need the briefcase. It's not going to help them storyline-wise.
No.
Based on their dominance, it would justify a title match for them. So it doesn't seem necessary in terms of telling their story. Their story should be dominating everybody and then giving them the last chapter and winning in a matter of minutes.
They're the tag team equivalent to a big dude who's later on this list, who we both love very much.
Oh, it's the next entry, in fact.
Oh, is it really next entry? Way to go. Good job. Number five.
Five.
Braun Strowman. The Authors of Pain are the tag team version of Braun Strowman, basically.
Yeah, we love Braun. Braun's great. He should be Universal Champion at this point. He should win a Mania.
Yeah, he should.
But for the same reason, he's dominant enough to justify a title shot and victory at any moment without needing Money in the Bank to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Other people could benefit far more from carrying that briefcase. Braun doesn't need that briefcase.
No, he really doesn't. They shouldn't put it on him. It would be...
In all honesty,
it would be a waste.
If Brock were to be at Money in the Bank, his opponent should be Braun, and Braun should beat him for the Universal title.
Yeah, exactly. No briefcase needed. None of that. And then whoever Big Cass cashes in on him, and then Braun eliminates him.
Dispatches him with quickness. Exactly. Yeah, Braun doesn't need it. It'd be great. It'd be entertaining as hell for him to carry that briefcase. You know, briefcase would look like a wallet in his hands.
It would look
hands.
Like the lunchbox.
I know.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'd be great. He'd do great work with it. It's unnecessary. Other people benefit far more.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, why does he need that? Number four.
Four.
Randy Orton. Do we really need to explain this one? I feel like this sort of is
It does feel like, though, at least once every year or two, they give him some sort of accolade that he probably doesn't really need in an effort to give him a title run that, again, he doesn't really need while never, ever doing anything different with them. It's boring.
Yeah.
Face.
Yeah.
Money in the Bank winner Randy Orton.
Hasn't he been a Money in the Bank winner
before? Yeah. He won and cashed in on Daniel Bryan.
Oh, he cashed in on Daniel Bryan. That's right. That was on
SummerSlam 2013?
Yeah, it was 2013 because that's what I did the pay-per-view on today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, same reason why we really didn't want him to win Royal Rumble last year.
And we probably didn't want to win Money in the Bank in 2013.
Right. Exactly.
At least then he was heel.
At least then he was heel, but even then it was like, okay, even then, that was 5 years ago, and even then we were like, man, I feel like he's had his day in the sun. Give it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. That's more interesting.
I know.
But it's like WWE can rely on him to be professional and all that kind of stuff.
And he still gets a reaction from the crowd.
People still like him.
Yeah. The RKO is still over.
That's kind of weird to me that people still like super pop for Randy Orton. Because they do. Like, his music gets people super pop for him.
People love the RKO, man. That's what it is. It's the RKO.
You think it's the RKO
it's
and
a
not
lot of it.
And yeah,
it's the internet, man.
That's some of it, but I think
those
people,
RKO memes. They got Randy Orton over to a whole other level.
You're probably right about that. Number three.
I feel like I am.
Number three. Number three?
Three.
Asuka. Why Asuka?
For the same reason as Braun Strowman.
She already won the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
That was a big deal. She had her big streak ended at WrestleMania in, you know, one of the highlights of the show. She's a big, big deal. She could get a title shot whenever she wanted one. There is zero reason for her to have the briefcase whatsoever. Asuka doesn't need it. Give it to somebody. We mentioned this on the other video, like an Ember Moon, for example.
Or a Becky Lynch, who needs some sort of kickstart to take her career to a new level. Or like the Iconics, someone who just came up to the main roster, who are already doing great work, who could use that briefcase to establish themselves.
Yeah.
Asuka is established. She's dominant. She doesn't need the briefcase to establish herself. She doesn't need the briefcase to justify a title shot.
Correct.
She's Asuka.
She's Asuka. She's a walking title shot. That's what she should be.
And she'll probably beat Carmella for that title and carry it for a while.
Yeah, probably along the same lines. Number two.
Two.
Charlotte.
Yeah, pretty much everything we said about Asuka also applies to Charlotte.
Everything we just said.
Plus.
Replace the word Asuka with Charlotte.
Plus, here's another aspect.
She beat Asuka.
Here's another aspect.
She beat the walking title shot.
Here's another aspect to consider. If they're getting ready for a Charlotte Ronda Rousey program, then Charlotte doesn't need to be carrying around that briefcase, too.
No.
The prospect of main eventing WrestleMania against Ronda Rousey, I would suspect for the Raw Women's title, that in and of itself would preclude Charlotte, I would think, from being a contender for Money in the Bank. And in fact, tonight, we're shooting this Tuesday before SmackDown even aired. Charlotte's taking on Peyton Royce tonight in a qualifying match for Money in the Bank. So we could very well see Charlotte eliminated from contention tonight.
I'm guessing we will.
Yeah.
And now that I've said that, I'm going to look like an idiot because...
As you said, though, on the other episode, they can always write.
Oh, they can always write it again, yeah.
Write people back in who have been eliminated.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible.
Charlotte, so there are certain people, and this is kind of the same point we just made, but Charlotte, Asuka, Braun Strowman, they all feel too big for Money in the Bank. You know, like, you got to give it to somebody who really needs it.
Yeah.
Who has a problem, you know, getting...
Someone like Finn Balor is perfect to win the briefcase because it seems like the main event scene is already so inundated with talent that you need someone with that instant option to cash in and get a title match for them to leverage their way into the title picture.
Yeah, exactly. Number one, the person, number one person who shouldn't be Money in Bank champion. Number one.
One.
Baron Corbin, come on, man.
Yeah.
I could win Money in Bank.
Could.
Man, I did it already.
Did.
Last year.
I don't foresee Baron Corbin joining CM Punk as the only people to win Money in the Bank back-to-back years. We saw it happen last year. He won it. And then apparently, according to various reports, he got some heat backstage, was thwarted in his cash-in attempt. In humorous fashion.
Yeah.
And then subsequently, basically humiliated by John Cena at SummerSlam last year.
that was the most Baron Corbin Money in the Bank run ever.
And I don't foresee...
And then his storyline after that was being humiliated by various people over having lost the briefcase.
Yeah. I don't foresee WWE revisiting any of that.
It's crazy. I mentioned this to you. I think, I don't know if it was off camera or not, but when I thought about it, I was like, man... Jinder Mahal landed on Raw the same day Baron Corbin landed on Raw. Baron's younger. We had heard from various outlets.
Is he younger?
Well, he's younger to the game, to the business.
All right.
Yeah, he's got to be younger by like 5 years, right?
Baron's 33.
Jinder's got to be like 35.
He is 31.
Are you serious?
I mean, that's what Wikipedia is telling me.
Well, Baron had a whole career before.
Yeah, he was a football player.
He was a football player. Jinder is younger than Baron Corbin. Would you have guessed that ever?
Yeah, I would have guessed that. Not necessarily I would have guessed it for sure, but I when you said no way, I was like, no, it's well within the realm of possibility.
Man, I feel like Jinder's been around forever and ever.
He has been around for a while. Yeah. He started wrestling in WWE in 2010. So in his early 20s.
Wow, yeah. Well, I guess so then, huh? Man. He's only 31. He looks 41.
I know.
He's 8 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Man, I am blown away.
Anyways, get back to your point. Jinder's gotten more of a push, it seems like, than Corbin has, even though Jinder won his first match on Raw this week.
That's crazy. He's only 31? Jinder Mahal's only 31 years old. That's it's still registering. That's crazy.
Next count out. 10 wrestlers Steve thought were way older.
Man, that's like saying Triple H is like 31 because he looks super old too.
Yeah, he does. Well, Jinder doesn't look super old. He looks older than 31.
He looks significantly older than
35.
31. I mean, I know Drew is young. How old is Drew? Like probably the same.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah. Gee whiz. Man, Baron is older than Jinder by 2 years. But yeah, like I said, Baron, he had a career before WWE.
Drew is 32.
Drew McIntyre is younger than Baron Corbin. That's so weird. Anyways. What was I talking
about? You're talking about Jinder getting more of a push on Raw than Baron.
So, yeah, that's still, it's bizarre to me because we had heard that Vince really is high in Baron and wants to push him and stuff. And, you know, what happens this past week on Raw, Jinder is now in a program with Roman Reigns.
Which he'll lose.
And Baron Corbin's in some sort of program with No Way Jose. Give me a break. Like, No Way. How long is it going to be before No Way Jose is main eventing main event?
Has he yet?
That's a good point. That's a good point. He might be. That might happen. I got to start watching main event.
Apparently the Revival put on really good matches on there, so that's a reason to watch.
There you go. So yeah, anyways, Baron Corbin, number one. I lost my train of, yeah. He had your chance, kid. You had your chance.
You might get another chance in a couple of years, but not now.
Yeah, no.
No, probably not a couple of years either, because there'd be a lot more talent being brought up.
I know, man. You think Baron there in the landscape with, you know, Adam Cole, EC3, everybody in that ladder match,
I know,
is going to win money. Anybody, I guarantee you, somebody in that North American NXT Championship ladder match is going to win Money in the Bank before Baron Corbin.
Oh, yes. Adam Cole would be the perfect Money in the Bank winner.
Oh, my God. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially hanging out with.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh, I did it right. Nice.
Good job.
Good job, me.
You've been practicing, haven't you?
Just today? Just the few times you've
seen me do it? That's about the fourth time you've done it today.
I like the X. What do you prefer? The X?
No.
Oops. This? Crap. I lost it. What's with your shoulders?
I'm keeping them tight.
You're doing this? That's weird.
It's like Kyle O'Reilly does that.
Does he do it really tight like that?
Yeah. It's a little cold in here, too.
Yeah, it's a little cold. Anyways, that's every count out. What a great count out we did.
Yeah.
What a great service we did for the people.
Tons of fun.
Yeah, lots of fun. Man, Jinder's only 31. That's insane.
Yeah.
When I was 31, we were like just starting 10 for the win.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Anyways, man, his ceiling's so high. Anyways, that's it for count out. Thanks for watching. Until next time, talk to you guys later.
Bye.